אנחנו קוראים בכתבי בעל הסולם פתיחה.
We are reading from the writings of בעל הסולם, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, item 40. You can send questions during the lesson through Kabbalah.tv or Sviva Tova. Preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, item 40. And there is another difference between the lower and the upper, which is that each lower one emerges with a different level than in the five b'chinot in the Masach, as written in items 22 and 24. Also, each lower one lacks the highest b'china of the lights of the upper one and the lowest b'china of the kelim of the upper one. The reason is that it is the nature of the bitush, the beating, of the surrounding light in the Masach to exclude the last b'china of its coarseness. And for example, in the first partsuf of Ak, whose Masach, whose screen contain all five levels of Aviyut, down to b'china Dalet, the bitush, the beating of surrounding light in the Masach of Guf, completely purifies the Aviyut, the coarseness of b'china Dalet, not leaving even a reshimo of that Aviyut. And only the reshimo from the Aviyut of b'china Gimel and above remain in the Masach. Hence, when that Masach is included in the Rosh and it receives a Zivug de Hakara on the Aviyut that remained in its Rishimot from the Guf, the Zivug emerges only on Pchina Gimel of Aviyut in the Masach. This is because the Rishimo of Aviyut of Pchina Dalet is gone from there. Therefore, the level that emerges on that Masach, on that screen, is only at the level of Chokhmah, called Havaya de'ab de'ak, or Partsuf ab de'ak. And we have already learned in item 22 that the level Chokhmah that emerges on the Masach of Bchina Gimel lacks the Malchut of Kelim and the light of Yechida from the lights, which is the light of Keter. Thus, the Partsuf Ab lacks the last discernment of the Kelim of the Upper One and the highest Pchina of the lights of the Upper One. And because of this great disparity of form, the lower one is considered a separate Partsuf from the Upper One.
Because they have completely different inner details. If the previous Partsuf was organized from Ora Keter, so this is from the light of Chokhmah. Questions? Again, I guess. Okay. So, item 40, right?
Item 40 again. And there is another difference between the lower and the upper. Each lower one emerges with a different level than in the five b'chinot in the Masach. Also, each lower one lacks the highest b'china of the lights of the upper one and the lowest b'china of the kelim, of the vessels of the upper one. The reason is that it is the nature of the bitush, the beating of the surrounding light in the Masach, to exclude the last b'china of its aviyut. For example, in the first partsuf of Ak, whose Masach contains all five levels of Aviyut, down to Bchina Dalet, the Bitush of Or Makif in the Masach of Guf completely purifies the Aviyut of Bchina Dalet, not leaving even a Reshimo, a single Reshimo of that Aviyut. Only the Reshimot from the Aviyut of Bchina Gimel and above remain in the Masach. Hence, when that Masach is included in the Rosh and receives a Zivug de'akah on the Aviyut that remained in its Reshimot from the Guf, the Zivug emerges only on Bchina Gimel of Aviyut in the Masach. This is because the Reshimo, the Aviyut of Bchina Dalet, is gone from there. Therefore, the level that emerges in that masach is only at the level of Chochmah, called Havaya de Ab Deak, or Parzuf Ab Deak. And we have already learned in item 22 that the level Chochmah that emerges on the Masach on the screen of Bchina Gimel lacks the Malchut of Kelim and the light of Yechidah from the lights, which is the light of Keter. Thus, Parzuf Ab lacks the last discernment of the Kelim of the Upper One and the highest Bchina of the lights of the Upper One. And because of this great disparity of form, the Lower One is considered a separate Parzuf from the Upper One. He says that the Masach has five Bchinot of Aviyut. What is it?
Can be less. Even the Masach of Shoresh has five discernments of coarseness, otherwise it won't be a Masach. Meaning what's revealed in it, he has to react, it's obligated, from all the 5 degrees of Aviyut in it. And no less, there is no less than five. So even Bchinat Shoresh, the root, if you have a child, so he has all his friends, like an adult, all his organs.
So, down to Bchina Dalet, he's got the Aviyut, the coarseness.
Correct.
Down to Bchina Dalet.
Yes.
And what I don't understand is here by the Bitush of Aviyut, Dalet, he purifies the Aviyut completely. So, only Dalet was purified?
If Bchina Dalet is gone, so the next Parzuf won't have a Rosh.
So everything disappears? You start over?
So I'm asking you, it won't have a Rosh, then it won't have the top part of the goof, then the middle part of the goof, then the lower part of the goof, and then he won't have any legs, right? Is that called that he's purified? The Masach purifies. From which degree of Aviyut does it work? But not that the Aviyut itself is purified or disappears. Never. Only what we're working with.
You said that it never gets purified, only what you work with it. What do you mean by that?
My force purifies. I can't work anymore. I went to a restaurant, I ate with 100 shekel. Now today I'm going with 80 shekel. That means that my force of payment is more pure. It doesn't have the same forces.
So how can we explain when he says only the Rishimot of Bchina Gimel remain in the Masach?
Yeah, because I feel that I can only work with the 3 degrees of Aviyut. That's what I'm willing to work with now.
No, Ken.
That's how it is.
What does he call disparity of form between these two Patsufim?
That the first Patsuf, because it can overcome 5 degrees of Aviyut, it has a feeling of the Creator, the connection with the Creator, the ability to receive and bestow back to the Creator on a completely different degree. It's not in quantity, but a completely different quality than the next Patsuf, which is weaker.
Comes from which Bchina in the Masach the reflected light is emanated, or the coarseness that he's working on?
On which degree of Aviyut it can cope with himself and be connected to the Upper One.
And the fact that there's reflected light on this decree, that he's returning the entire light.
He doesn't return it, that's how we call it. But on its degree, he doesn't want to receive that light that comes from to him as pleasure, but he wants to use it as what connects him to the Creator.
Exactly. Seemingly on this new degree, he also wants to resemble the Creator 100%. So why is it called disparity of form?
Disparity of form between what and what?
Between Patsuf Galgalta and Ab.
It exists between them because Galgalta towards the Creator is completely different than towards Ab.
But between the conditions of in the beginning, because the action is the same.
A baby and an adult perform the same action, but it depends. And as much as they can activate their thought, it all depends on the reflected light, the intensity in it, that they can create in order to bestow to the Creator. That's the whole thing. All the Potsofim and all the upper worlds work in order to bestow. What's the difference between them? That's what you're asking? If they're all in order to bestow. In the form of their bestowal.
We say that Partsuf Ab has more discernments than the Partsuf of Galgalta, and because of that, it leaves the Bitush and it gets purified and says, maybe I'll be able to bestow more to the Creator, right?
No. No. I'll tell you in what you're mistaking. The upper Partsuf is the upper Partsuf. The fact that it was able to do it the first time, okay. Second time, he makes an effort, understands that he doesn't have what he had before, and he performs an action, and his action, compared to the previous one, seems as less, but not in intensity, in its quality, it's greater. It has a greater quality that now Patsuf Galgalta has purified from Dalet of Aviyut and receives in Gimel of Aviyut. Now he receives also the light of Ruach instead, in addition to Or HaNefesh, meaning as much as the Masach purifies and Patsuf Ab works in receiving the light of Chochmah, let's say, so Galgalta now receives an addition. In Galgalta, you have all the previous Neran Chai. So the upper one doesn't lose something by purifying. He scrutinizes his relation to the Creator even more. And not that he gets weaker and gets more. Galgalta does everything. Everything. All the actions in all the worlds, it's the upper one. You understand? That he has nefesh, and then ruach, neshama, chaya, echida, and whatever he gives to the lower ones. So he performs the zivugim. All of the contact with the Creator is done in Rosh of Galgalta. And also we, when we work in something, it all goes all the way to there. Okay.
Again.
Yeah.
When it gets purified and doesn't leave even the Reshimo of Yud Hey.
The Reshimo is lost, it disappears, because it happens because of Bitush Pim and Makif that was on the Masach of the Tabu.
Can you give the example of the restaurant for the disappearing Rishimo?
That I know that I have to stop receiving in order to bestow. That's my limit. I can't work beyond that limit. I can't stand there. Because if I'm trying to perform a spiritual action and not advancing, that is called that I'm dead, I'm annulled, I disappear from reality. Spirituality is that every moment I renew my action. So I've reached Sof, I can't receive anymore, so right away I start purifying. I can't wait. Like in corporeality, only in our world it happens. We'll learn why it's so unique in our world that there's the matter of time that we can just like stay in the same state without doing anything. Well, we have to scrutinize it. Yeah.
We learned that in spirituality nothing disappears. Everything seemingly remains. So how can something disappear?
What disappears?
Daviot disappears.
He doesn't use it. It's not that it disappears. Purifies from the Masach. The Masach purifies means that he doesn't use that Daviot. That's it. Doesn't use it. Nothing disappears in spirituality. There is no such thing. Yes, Shlomo.
We have
two screens, one in Rosh, one in Guf.
Yeah.
The screen of Rosh is reflected light that repels the light.
Masach of the Rosh decides, Masach of the Guf performs.
Where's the intention here?
Masach de Rosh.
The purification of the Masach. We call it intention?
Purification of the Masach happens in the Guf, and it's all according to the commands it gets from the Rosh. Nothing happens in the Guf on its own.
So, screen, Masach of Rosh is the intention of the Parzuf, and Masach of Guf is the execution.
Yes. Okay?
No,
Rachamim.
Baal HaSulam kotev po.
Baal HaSulam writes here and doesn't leave even Rishimo of that of Yud, and only the Rishimo from Bechina Gimel and above it remain in the Masach. I see three states: Rishimo, Rishimot, and a screen. Masach. What's the difference?
There's a general Rishimo that includes the Rishimo from the light that was there and the Rishimo from the Masach that was there. So that happened. It was implemented. Now there's a Rishimo from a next state that you need to implement, and the Masach now needs to take it and implement it.
How does the realization of the Rishimo determine the course of my life?
Because it depends on you. You have freedom of choice. You don't have the forces to realize the Rishimo unless you're included in the correct environment to be integrate in a society in the environment that's your whole freedom of choice. You integrate, you'll be able to realize the Rishimo correctly. You won't, so the Rishimo that stands will start pressing on you, and through suffering will still bring you to implementation.
Can I give an impression?
No.
No, thank you.
Yes, you say it. If you're sure that it's good.
It's not a question, it's an impression. Welcome back, man of peace, that brings peace to the world. He that makes peace above will make peace on us and on his people Israel, and say amen, 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 amen. Thank you, thank you.
Amen. You see, only he appreciates me. Well, I'll suffer. 41, right? Wait, what?
I want to ask about what you explained to Yosef about the purification of the Masach. What does it mean that I have a state? Instead that I have something, I don't use it.
Ask yourself.
No, how can it be such a thing that there is such a force and I don't want to use it?
There's a force. If there's a force, you can use it. What state are you speaking about? You're speaking about the Patsuf.
Yeah, I'm talking about the purification of the Masach.
That he purified and reached a new state and reached a new Rishimo.
Mm-hmm.
He calculates according to a new Rishimo and a new Masach, and then purifies again, and then expands again, and again, and again, and again. There's nothing about choice in here. When he asked, I told him about choice. If he was included in a correct environment, then he implements a Rishimo correctly. And if not, no.
He asked where the was the force of the screen disappeared to.
The force disappeared when the Masach realized it by realizing the Rishimo.
And then in the new Rishimo, there was a Rishimo, realized the Rishimo. What's happening in the next Rishimo? Another 100% the same, no?
It's not the same 100%. He implemented what he had, and a new Rishimo was revealed.
And the new Rishimo seemingly weaker, smaller, that's why it's purer?
Right. The Masach reaches Bederosh, then the next Rishimo is revealed. On the previous Rishimo, he can't even be there anymore. Even theoretically, if the previous Rishimo would be revealed, what would it help him? He's already realized it. He already decided he doesn't want it because he saw that he reached a dead end that he received in order to bestow. Then what next? He still didn't come to calculation with the host.
So in the calculation, the Parzuf always goes for 100%, but each time the Parzuf is smaller.
Correct. And also you have to understand that here we're learning about actions in nature. There's no freedom of choice. There are no decisions. There's nothing here. Light and vessel simply working one against the other in a way that until they realize them both. That's it. And by this, the system is built and the degrees and the system of connection between the parts and distance and closeness and everything, all the details, the system was stabilized. After the system was stabilized and shattering and all kinds of things, everything and everything, then a place was made for the Adam. The Itkalelut of special Rishimot. We'll learn that in part 16. Yes.
If it's a system, then why do we say, why do we talk about the host? We bring examples from our world.
In order to show you that it's a system that works in that way. So what about the host? And the host that stands with a host in a restaurant. So it's not a system. He has freedom of choice or what? Does something on its own. It's just in order to give you examples. How can I try and connect to these experts that are very exalted and far from me?
All in the group. There's no other choice.
41. Similarly, once Patsuf Ab expanded in Rosh and Guf, and there was the Bitush of Ol Mekif on the Masach of the Guf De'ab, which is Masach de Bchina Gimel, this Bitush cancels and annuls the Rishimo de Oviyut of the last Bchina in the Masach, which is Bchina Gimel. It turns out that during the ascent of the Masach to Pederosh and its inclusion in Zivug De'aka'a, the beating occurred only on a viut of Bchina Bet that remained in that Masach, since Bchina Gimel has disappeared from it. Hence, it elicits only 10 Sfirot at the level of Bina, called Havaya de Sag De'ak, or Parzuf Sag, lacking Zeranpin and Malchut and Kelim and Chaya and Yechida and lights. Similarly, when this Parzuf Sag expanded in Rosh and Guf, there was the Bitush of Ol Mekif in its Masach de Guf, which is a Masach of Bchina Bet. This Bitush cancels and annuls the last Bchina of Aviut in the Masach, which is Bchina Bet, leaving only the Rishimot de Oviyut from Bchina Aleph and above in the Masach. Hence, during the ascent of the Masach to the Pederosh and the inclusion in the Zivug Deaka there, the beating occurred only on the Masach de Prina Aleph that remained in the Masach, since Prina Bet had already disappeared from it. For this reason, it elicits only 10 sefirot at the level of Tiferet, called the level of Zer Anpin, lacking Bina, Zer Anpin, and Malchut in the Kelim, and Neshama Chaya and Yechida in the lights.
Shilot.
Questions?
No.
Question about Bitush. He writes that the Bitush strikes the Masach.
The Bitush is a result. The upper light does it. Everything is done by the upper light. The upper light beats against the Masach, the screen, because it wants to expand below the Masach that is stopping it. And the beating of the upper light on the Masach is called Bitush, or beating.
So we always say in the beginning, also Baal HaSulam writes, that there's a Bitush, Ol Pnimi and Ol Mekif. So actually the Ol Pnimi and the Ol Mekif press on the Masach.
That's how it's called.
But they don't beat each other, right?
Yeah, that's how it's called. Sort of a shorthand.
We were speaking about implementation. What's an implementation of a reshimo?
When a person does what he wants, it's called the realization of reshimo.
The whole world has reshimot, right? Animals, everything.
In each and every desire, there is a reshimo of what this desire wishes to realize.
So what's the difference between people with points in the heart and people who don't?
Each one wants to realize what's in it.
No, but people with a point in the heart, they have different reshimot, different implementation.
In each one, there are different reshimo, but there are Rishimot from the corporeal, from the beastly world, still vegetative and animate, and Rishimot from the spiritual world, called speaking.
Do we have to implement the Rishimot of the work in the correct way? Is there such a thing, a correct way and not a correct way? A mistake or non-mistake?
Yes. Because you're made of two, you have a Rishima from this world that you wish to realize. Food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge. And there's Rishima from the upper world that you wish to come to bestow, let's say, bestow. It's still concealed. It's surrounded by additional Rishima of seemingly attaining something higher, eternal life, to be more successful than the whole world, and so on, so forth. So you have two Rishimot, and these Rishimot are in one subject, in your desire. And then you need to arrange them. What's more important, what's less important, because the desire is one. And the Rishimot are two, one for this world, one for that world. So what to do?
Reaching Gemar Tikkun is only if I implement my Rishimot correctly.
If you choose spirituality over corporeality, then you develop spiritually. If you choose corporeality over spirituality, you develop corporeally.
So it all depends on implementing the Rishimot.
On the choice.
Which choice?
What do you choose to, how do you choose to develop? And the choice depends on
environment. And the friends and the groups in Europe and the world.
So you're going.
I promised you.
Okay, next.
42. This thoroughly clarifies the reason for the decline of the levels one below the other during the cascading of the Patsufim from one another. It is because the Bitush of Omekif and Opnimi applied in each patsuf always cancels the last p'china of reshimo of aviyud there. Yet, we should know that there are two discernments in the reshimot that remain in the masach after tzidkut, purification. The first is called reshimo de aviyud, and the second is called reshimo de itlapshut, of clothing. For instance, once the masach de guf of the first partsuf in Ak has been purified, we said that the last p'china of the reshimo de aviyud, the reshimo of p'china daled, was lost, and all that remained in the masach was the reshimo of aviyud, the p'china gimel. Yet, although the reshimo of p'china daled contains two discernments, as we have said, hitlapshut and oviyut, only the reshimo de oviyut of p'china daled had disappeared from the masach by that izdakhut, by the reshimo of hitlapshut of p'china daled remained in that masach and did not disappear from it. Reshimo de itlapshut refers to a very subtle p'china discernment from the reshimo of p'china daled, which does not contain sufficient aviyut of a zivug de'aka with the upper light. This reshimo remains from the last p'china in each partzuf during its izdakhut. And our saying that the last p'china disappeared from each partsuf during its izdakhut refers only to the reshimo de oviyut in it.
Questions?
How does it leave an impression in the next partsuf?
It does, but it can't do anything because you decided that you cannot use it any longer. It's not that it disappears just like that by itself. Whether you decided that I cannot use this coarseness in order to bestow. And that's why it's considered as having been disappeared.
So this decision is what? It's an impression that remains, or
the remaining impression that you're not using the coarseness, the aviyut of p'china dalet, you now receive an opportunity to use p'china gimel. That's it. How are you here without me?
How can I be here without you?
No, without me.
The friends are working and...
I see. He says fine. He used to say that he can't be without me. Now he says fine.
No, we're together. You know what? Forget my question. If you already asked about the Congress... It's the first time that I felt that the general kli is working together, focused.
This is a totally different intensity.
It's a different life, it's a different world, and it's the first time that you were speaking to us the days before the Italy Congress that thanks to the Congress, we got an impression, an inspiration, discernments. Now we can already, with something, hold on to it and start working. Because in the beginning, it was really difficult to digest your words.
This is a new state.
Like you said, Rav, you see the Creator's hand as if there was a coincidence, a Congress in Italy, they asked Rav to come. You can see it was a preparation for us to enter this new movement. So thank you also, Moshe. Thank you, the friends from Italy. And thank our dear Rav that we'll try to adhere to your words and do the maximum.
Nice, thank you. But we have to try and feel now that we're talking about. We want to feel the general vessel, how much we are getting the correct envelope. wrapper by that, because in this vessel we're about to discover the Creator. So we need to make some room for a feeling. What is that general vessel in which we operate? That it surrounds us, it envelops us, we are inside of it, we are building in it. All the rest belongs to the animate degree. Don't look at humanity without obviously disregarding it. But for the time being, that's how it is until they ascend. But this vessel that we are now discovering and wish to organize and we want to arrange all of it is now the surrounding wrapper, the spiritual world that is about to be established.
Part of the questions today in the lesson, you answered that you don't have a clear feeling.
It's about the board, the organization. And it's true. It's correct. Sometimes I feel something, sometimes I don't. In truth, I'm not one of the organizers. You think what happened in Italy is what I intended for? No, I come, although there are those lessons before me. Well, they're organized and everything. But I see a group. I get integrated in them, and it comes out totally different. Very far from what's written. One of the lessons was I just took their questions. Seemingly, it doesn't belong. I wanted to just enter a bit more into their state.
Where will the feeling come? How will a clear feeling come? How to take the next step?
From the effort and from a prayer. The effort has to be first, but as preparation for a prayer, and then a prayer.
And then a clear feeling should show up of what we need to do, or it shouldn't be clear what to do?
No, the feeling is not clear, but it's always the Creator will finish the job for me. What does it mean? I'm trying to do something, and the rest I attain through faith above reason. If I were more spiritual, what would I be doing? And then I turn to my friends, and we assemble such forces that allow us to perform an action. What kind? A spiritual action is to understand that we need to do such and such an action, maybe. And then we turn to the Creator, and ultimately, of course, the Creator is the one who arranges and assists and completes. That's how it works. You see how much these things are. Me, the society, the Creator. The Creator, the society, me. It's going to work out for you. The main thing is to yearn, to receive from above. What does He want? What does the Creator want from us? And in that you begin to feel together. You talk about it even. It appears that we can truly perform an action of expansion here, and then an action of concentration, and then expansion and concentration. This is life. We'll go through it. Everything is close.
Question about the board and the Reshimo. About the Reshimo, continue Tzvika's question. you said we, reshimo, a corporeal beastly reshimo can develop in person, and a spiritual reshimo, coming closer to the Creator and implementing corporeal desires. How is it expressed in a person? Is there a collision between it? How does he feel it? When two reshimot as those awaken, how does a person experience it?
Each one has his own style. I can't say. Maybe he's attracted to something corporeal, has a great attraction to something corporeal, and together with that, or intermittently, he would feel an attraction for spirituality, maybe together with other corporeal states that he's undergoing, pleasant or less than pleasant.
The question, the additional question is, how does the implementation, how should it be correct? If we, how do you implement two reshimot at once?
We try to realize the spiritual reshimo, and we constantly try to stay on guard to notice how much the Creator is working on me corporeally. He's constantly bringing me down into corporeality. I'm trying to do something in spirituality, he's bringing me down to corporeality. Again and again, he's bringing me down. In every thought, in every action, even 1,000 times a day.
To implement them both, but the importance in drawing towards the spiritual reshimo?
Otherwise, you're not receiving from him his invitation for this game, for this struggle.
Okay, a question about the board, if I can.
Yeah, but I just want to add that these struggles are, don't be afraid of them. You should be in them all the time, constantly. Sometimes they come in form, such a form that they scare you, they confuse you, sometimes in a way that makes a person feel he's about to lose his mind, sometimes in such a way that any minute now, the police is coming to arrest me. Or in another way, the whole world is about to jump on me and shame me. And the Creator is taking a person through all these states. The important thing is to cancel everything. You know, I'm with you. Let them do whatever they want. With my body, let them do whatever they want. With my name, let them do whatever they want. With my state, with everything I have, take everything. A point of grasping. That point where a person is adhered to the Creator, only that point. A foothold. If he maintains it, if he, have to say, well, if it's important for him, then that's what saves him.
And my second question, the board. You see it as an entity only corporeally, or do they have a spiritual space? In my spiritual work, do I have to take them into consideration? Like me, group, creator, do they exist there, or is it only a corporeal organization?
How can one be without the other? Describe it for me. I don't know.
We have corporeal teams, we have committees and teams, and
well, but they have a direction, a goal. They work in such a way that they want to attain something. How can there not be a certain spiritual understanding, spiritual feeling, scrutiny? How can it be without it? It's not an administrative team that we can invite, you know, order from the outside.
Obviously, this team, this board, have their own spiritual work, but each one of the students in BB, is there some kind of spiritual attitude that they have to take into consideration in their prayers, in their feeling, in their plea, in this order of...
The board has to be as an essence of our entire society. Because all of us cannot be connected one to the other, but we will be later, but not now. Just like in the body. I don't know exactly how each and every part in the body connects to all the systems of the body. This is something that you cannot grasp. But later, we will have such abilities that we will be able to detect it. Just as the Creator that dwells in the entire body, in all of creation. So could we be there? It's not going to be difficult.
The board, spiritually, it's like some kind of an upper one. Because I know me, the 10, and the Creator dwelling between. Where's the board? I guess somewhere in the 10? Or...
The board is the 10. In this 10, there's a part called Erosh, Keter Chochma Bina, and a part called Toch and Sof, or Guf. So, the board is a part that is in contact with the Creator and in contact with the others.
Last question.
Go ahead.
In spirituality, there's only a desire. Can that desire go from one person to the next? Can someone feel that they need to be that part of the Rosh and he has to implement it a different day, somebody else? The fact that we put it in a group of bodies, doesn't it disturb or harm the spiritual implementation of it?
I don't think so, because we're all involved. It's not that now you decide that there are 5 or 15, I don't know, people, and they're the board. And they seemingly disconnect from us, and they go somewhere, and they have certain, you know, meetings, and they build something, and it's detached from us. No. They'll have to report each and everything to the world clear. We will need to respond to it. We're building it together, but you can't start arguing, you know, with a group of 1,000 people. So let them do it like that, and later we'll see. I myself do not know how, and I don't have... I'm not built for working like this. I know only one thing. I'm trying to absorb who you are, really like a sponge that absorbs from you, and then I add to that my own pressure, my own necessity, my need to advance it, and then it appears.
Thank you.
It's not in me. It's somehow already a revelation from above, and typically quite unnatural, illogical, irrational. Nothing you can think about. It's like where we are now. It's a form that I didn't think of. Start thinking of all the parts in the world play, but you cannot advance the groups also individually unless we think together and care for this general collective form that has to be the main subject of our concern. That's how it will be. Now we have Kiev. My dear student, please.
Hello, dear Rav. Today you shared a lot of your individual work with us. I don't remember you ever speaking like this before. Thank you that we were rewarded to hear such gifts. That's why I have a question, and also about the board. The board should actually observe the whole world clearly like you do. And you say that you see everything as one. So meaning these people need a quality that they'll be able to see the whole world clearly as one and work from that.
What did he say? Repeat, please.
This new board, should they observe the world kli as you, to see it as one?
Yeah, this is the goal, the intention. Of course, why do we exist? We have to be one kli, one vessel in which one creator will appear. As much as we have this similarity between the vessel and the creator, to that extent he will be revealed. So why do we need that board? So he will prepare for us this single vessel that he wants in restriction and in bestowal to the creator.
What is this form of vision? They have to be special friends? How should they see this whole system as something one and whole? How can they see it correctly for now?
In order to come to this form of one, the Creator made everything in the opposite way, so they will not be as one. According to, look at masculine and feminine, look at the qualities in each and every one of them, their nature and characteristics, the ego, and a thousand different shapes in all of them, and then he also mixed the languages and such parts and such tendencies inside the world to receive that each one wants to harm the other, just to harm. If I can harm him, I feel good. I push him in, push him down a bit more, I feel better. Each one constructs himself on the destruction of the other. The Creator made all those things as an extremely precise preparation corresponding to the wholeness that He wishes to bring us to. So, we need accordingly to discover gradually how different we are, distant, opposite from that state of wholeness. That's it. This is our work. So, we started the work a little bit in the groups, in the tens, in the group. How much we succeeded or not, we're not going to talk about, but it's possible that more than that in our groups, Kiev, Tbilisi, Petah Tikva, Haifa, Moscow, doesn't matter. It's possible that more than that we cannot do. And then it's revealed that start working on the wider group that includes the tens. When you begin to work on that, the tens will be corrected. Both from within, they'll feel that they have to be stronger, and from without, it will also influence them, bring about a scrutiny, a revelation of evil, so on and so forth. That's why we've entered this second stage. It's possible. I don't know. I'm just saying, in the future, that after we've cared for this general collective world kli and begin to feel the template of this kli in each one of us, just like you can now say about your ten that you have a certain image, shape, an image of the 10 in each and every one, what is it? Somehow it's there. Then you'll begin to acquire a certain image from that, from all of our world kli, as it exists in each and every one, and that we can now talk to about its feelings and emotions, its behavior. Just like, you know, the friends, I'm talking about this part of South America and North America, Australia and Europe, Russia and Israel, Africa and other parts, that we'll begin to talk about it just like at a complete system that has all these parts. It's possible that after that we'll discover another stage. Well, they'll tell us seemingly, you are already in a certain feeling of the kli that yearns for the Creator, that is in contact with the Creator, although in this kind of form or another, but the fact that you feel yourselves together is a result of the upper light working in you. So you're there, but you still don't have a screen. You still don't have inner light. Why? Because you're not worthy of it. You don't need it. You'll not receive it. Why? Because you're only a Rosh, and your goof is another 8 billion. Start connecting to these 8 billion. And then the light that these 8 billion need will pass through you. And then you will truly be in contact with the Creator. And you have contact with that will to receive, that He wants to attach to Him. It's possible that this is the next state. I don't know, I'm just saying it like that. Just to show you the direction that might be. But it might be something else. It could be a sense here, the sense, who knows. That's it.
Last
question. Let's... What would be the ideal gathering of the board? There's a certain number from the groups, men, women, and already they have to start speaking about the world kli as you depicted. They have to feel it.
No, only about our groups. Only about those who have a point in the heart, this tendency for revealing the Creator, that they understand that this is something you can attain only through the connection between us and the correction of Adam HaRishon. We are talking about that for now.
These friends on the board, they're speaking about the groups in the world kli as you explained it. How do we feel these groups, everybody together?
They are like, does Baal Salam write about it, that if a doctor will come and reattach all these organs, introduction, the article, a speech for the completion of the Zohar. If the doctor will come and will reattach to you, right, all those organs, then they will feel that they depend on one another, and that in this new livelihood, they will feel a new force called the Creator. That's what we need to come to. That's it. We live on the condition that's called the last generation. If in the past a person would study the wisdom of Kabbalah on his own, he would discover the Creator. Later in tens, from Rabbi Shimon onwards, you need to be in the tens in order to discover the Creator. Today, I see, I don't know what's going on, but according to what's going on with us, I see that today, in order to practically discover the Creator in such a way that on the way to revealing it to all of humanity, we need to be connected to one single spiritual body. Although we are the brain, the head of this body, but we need to be connected. And it's possible that by that, we're also not going to acquire his revelation in actuality, only in the form of some illumination that enlivens us, but we will need later to connect with all of humanity, meaning to really charge it, this dissemination in such a way that we will be, as Baal Salam says, a light unto the nations. Okay?
Well, last question. Let's say tomorrow there's a board. What role would you give them, task, for the next week? We'll go on the state of the world. What would be their task for the next week, the board?
I don't know. First of all, assemble all the people that are taking care of all our groups around the world. Collect them. Mushi knows, he knows them well. Collect, assemble all these people. Talk to them about what we can do, what they can recommend for us to do in order to start forming a connection between all the tents. With which actions we can go out to all the tents so that by these actions we'll form connections between them. How to organize ourselves technically so we will have connection. I don't understand that. You understand? I don't belong to this. When they start working, maybe I'll get a certain impression from this as well, from above and from them. But for the time being, no. They need to feel, in short, they need to feel that everything depends on them. That's it. You, world, needs to demand it from this board, and this board needs to feel that it has nothing, only the Creator above, up above. That's it. On the side there, I can give some advice, but the main thing is the board. The board. By that, you're becoming the active part, truly, all of you together. And I hope that in me, there will be less and less use.
Announcements about the Bulgari Congress from Vina.
Yes, Vina.
No, I'm talking about it. Lo shomim.
Are they talking or not?
Lo shomim.
Слышно?
We can't hear you.
У нас сейчас встреча в Аравут Тим.
We have a meeting now in the Aravut Tim. At 5:45, right after the lesson, we want to invite you, Rav, and the whole world, Kli, to take part. The whole world. Kli is included in this. And about that, we have a question. How can we use the meeting of the Aravut Tim in order to develop a feeling of the general soul?
I don't know, and I'm not part of this meeting. I want you to start working on your own and not to come to me and ask me for to organize, to speak, to feel differently. I'm not present. You're present. If you took, I don't know why, but if you took a the primary part of the meeting, for example, that you should do it. I don't want to be connected to the board. I'm saying it with utmost seriousness. You have to learn how to organize yourself. Don't invite me. You can invite me, thank you, but I'm not going to be there. After you work for a few days, we'll get a report and we'll see what's going on. You have to understand, on the one hand, I'm not just talking about you. I'm talking to the entire world clay. You need to understand, on the one hand, you have the entire clay. This is you. On the other hand, and the other side, you have the creator. That's it. I can be on the side as a chaperone, not more than that. That's it. It's very serious, and try start treating it not like a game. And with that, evening lesson. You're invited to watch the live lesson with Dr. Lightman on Sivat Tova. Thank you, and have a good day.
Продвигайся, где граница света и тень, Лемщик, Кадима, Ишаре.